Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the second generation leader of Bottom Line Publications, and their bi-monthly print publication, Bottom Line Personal, is awesome. It's outstanding. It's unique among publications, and they, of course, their annuals, their yearbooks, the Ultimate Women's Guide, the Bottom Line Yearbook 2020. I've got my beautiful copy in front of me, and so many other things. And her blog is one of the best. She's our good friend Sarah. Welcome back.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, Sarah, one of the little jokes among small business owners when they meet with each other is, you know, sort of inside baseball. Every industry has its own little inside baseball. You know, everybody knows what you're talking about. But when small business owners get together, they say to each other, "So what wakes you up at 2 o'clock in the morning? what keeps you awake all night?" And one will say, "Well, I need more sales." The other will say, "Well, it's cash flow." And the other say, "Well, it's employees." And the other will say, "You know, just any, you know, all those above, all the above." So they're sleeping is a problem for a lot of times. And if you're a small business owner, if you have other issues, then you're compounded because the business wakes you up at night.
Well, I sound like I'm perky, but a big smile and energy is a beautiful thing.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, waking in the middle of the night. I mean, if the business owners have a problem, everyone has a problem with sleep, whether it's money, whether it's family, whether it's business challenges. Waking in the middle of the night is a big problem. And our editor, her bottom line editor, wrote one of her columns about waking in the middle of the night and talked to a doctor from Johns Hopkins. And the thing is, when you wake up in the middle of the night, Jim, do you get out of bed or do you just kind of toss and turn and hope that something happens and you turn on the TV and you wallow?
Believe it or not, for some reason, I mean, unless I'm really worried about something, which I don't have as much anymore, if I should get up for, you know, some kind of other reason, I go back to bed and I go back to sleep pretty easily.
You're a lucky man.
I've always.
Well, then I'm not going to answer you. I'm going to talk to everyone else out there.
Yeah, talk to everybody else. No, but I do think there are things you can do.
Yes. So,
don't drink a gallon of water before you go to bed. That's one thing that will help you.
Well, before you go to bed, there's a lot of stuff about sleep hygiene, right? So that what you do before you go to bed will help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
Yeah.
So you want to stay off the screens a couple hours in advance because of the blue light.
It's a good idea.
You want to drink a lot of water, right? So things like that. If you wake in the middle of the night, the temptation is to stay in bed. But what the doctor at Johns Hopkins says, Sarah Benjamin, says, actually get up. If you're in bed and you kind of feel like you've been tossing around for about 20 minutes, then get up and get out of bed. Because you want your bedroom to be a peaceful place. You don't want it to become a place of anxiety. So she says, get up, leave the bedroom, and then go either read, listen to an audiobook, something that will relax your brain, take it out of the worry and the spin of the money, the decisions, or whatever it is that's got you going crazy. So you need to distract yourself. Don't turn on a screen. Don't sit there and, you know,
yeah, don't turn
Netflix.
The television on the middle of the night.
Don't start binge watching.
One of the things that I do that really has been the key to me going back, because I wasn't completely true. Things do wake me up, and they used to wake me up a lot, years ago especially. But I have a little thing that I do, and it works like a charm for me. I say the Lord's Prayer. I say the 23rd Psalm to myself.
Yeah, I love that.
And I say it out, and I do it out loud. Okay. Sometimes I do it out loud. Sometimes I don't. But I say it really, really slow. And if I do it that way, I often am asleep before I finish. So I, here's what it sounds like. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I mean, I do it that slow, and it makes me focus on the words. I can't focus on what woke me up, and oftentimes I never get through it. I never finish it before I'm asleep.
Because you've distracted, you've taken your brain mm-hmm. out of whatever was spinning mm-hmm. and put it in another place. Mm-hmm. A couple of things you could snack on, actually, in the middle of the night to help you go back to bed. Pistachio nuts and tart cherry juice. They both contain melatonin.
So Jack Daniel's not a good idea, is that what you're saying?
Jack Daniel's not a good idea. They always say turkey, something that have tryptophan in it. It's before you go to bed. That's sleepy hormone. So if you get up, snack on pistachios.
Here's another way to help you with your sleep. Improve your cash flow. Quick break, 20 till the hour. Right back with Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.